Well, one of the big stories that you're hearing about this morning on AM 800 News has to do with the provincial budget that was announced yesterday. And a lot of it was about homes. A lot of it was about infrastructure, which we're interested in here, and about health care as well. And the guy who put this all together, I'm sure he had a little bit of help, too, is the finance minister for Ontario, Peter Bethlen-Falvey, who joins us now and shops at the same place I do. I know you're at Mark's Work Warehouse getting your new boots ahead of the budget.
Yeah, it was. Great to be with you again, Mike and Lisa. I tell you, I was at three construction sites the week before, including the Nexstar battery plant. So I needed my work boots, and I didn't have them. So I said, I'm going to go for the budget, get some steel-toed work boots, and you're right, you're bang on, I got them.
So all right.
Brand new set.
Good stuff.
Well, there's a lot of money being thrown around here, and it's interesting. Let's try and break it down if we can. So really the most expensive budget in the history of our province, a $214.5 billion spending package, and it really is running deeper than expected deficit this year. And we really have an economic uncertainty ahead. That coupled with a $9.8 billion deficit this year, despite the fact the Ontario government promised it would post a surplus. So where did we go wrong here, and why are we not on track as was promised?
No, we didn't go wrong. I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock not to know that I know everyone does, that the global economy, these higher interest rates are impacting economies around the world. The UK's in recession, Japan's in recession, economic slowdowns is happening around the world. So we're not immune. We've seen budgets out of Quebec and BC much larger than ours on a percentage basis. Quebec's is $11 billion. They're half the size, and they've got a bigger budget than ours. So we're doing better than most. But, when you have these softer revenues, Lisa, you got to say, do you cut things? And by the way, every budget's going to be the biggest budget because, unless you're cutting, and no one ever cuts, you're gonna spend more the following year. So it's always going to be the biggest budget. But, when I look at the slower revenues, I say to myself, you could either cut costs or increase taxes. And we chose a different path to keep investing in infrastructure, in, buildings, in, as you said, housing, roads, transit, continue investing in the economy and investing in workers. So we've chosen that path. And I'll tell you what, Lisa, these deficits will be short term. We have a path to balance. We're the only major province to have a path to balance. We'll see if Canada has one. I don't think so in a couple of weeks. So we're the only fiscally responsible from that perspective province. But these investments that we're doing are for the long term, for generations, where these deficits will come and go.
Peter Bethlen-Falvey, the finance minister for Ontario, joining us here on AM 800. Healthcare, a lot of spending there, as is usual, and it seems like it's much needed in this province. But how do you almost show restraint when it comes to spending on healthcare? Because there are so many needs, it seems like, especially with our population getting older.
No, you're absolutely right, Mike. We have an aging population. We have a growing population. I would say the previous government underinvested in health care. They didn't build any hospitals. They certainly didn't build any long-term care beds. In my own riding in Pickering, they built zero beds for 7 years. At the same time, the waiting lists just get longer and longer. The more you put off investing in health care, investing in education, investing in infrastructure and our economy, you're just delaying the cost. So we're aggressively continuing to invest in those things that that really matter. And I was in Windsor a couple of weeks ago touring the Nexstar battery plant, 2,500 jobs. We're not going to stop there. They're not stopping. We invested in the EC Row, the expressway interchange, to make sure that we can move cars because more people are going to be in Windsor. There's more workers. Things are getting done. You got to move people. As you know, the investment in the Windsor Hospital and schools. You got to invest in schools because all those workers, a lot of them have kids. So two new schools, 1,100 students, shovels in the ground, coming in and building on additional 104 child care spaces. So I think what it boils down to, we have a vision and a plan to build this province, rebuild this economy, and invest in the people and infrastructure, and that's the path that we've chosen.
But what do you say to families, and there are so many of them, dealing with the affordability crisis we have in this province? How are they going to feel the benefit from this budget directly and quickly?
Well, we put in, we've cut taxes and fees, Lisa, that we've highlighted in the budget add up to, in the last year, $8.4 billion of cut fees, cut taxes that go in the pockets of Ontarians in this tough time. In fact, the gas tax, we announced that we're extending that gas tax cut. You know, that's saving people money. That's $320 per household since we implemented it. Now, we're doing our part. You know, Lisa, I think the federal government, we can't be clearer. Now is not the time to increase the carbon tax by 23% next week. You know, while we're cutting taxes and fees and not putting the burden on people, the federal government is putting it on the backs of people. So now is the time for them to cut that tax or pause that tax and continue to help people like we're doing in Ontario.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much. That is the Finance Minister, Peter Bethan-Falvey, who yesterday presented the Ontario budget.